Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Well, this continues from Psalm 90, and it's a psalm of Moses. And he's talking here about Joshua, because Moses had a tent, a tabernacle, that was just outside the camp. And Moses used to go there and have meetings with the angel. And in that tabernacle, there lived Joshua, who was like his sort of servant, who did maybe all the practical things. And he lived there. And so when he talks about he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, remains under the shadow of the Almighty, I think he's talking about Joshua. And he lived under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, the wings of the cherubim, these sort of winged creatures, were over the ark or the box of the covenant. And on top of that ark, on the lid that was over it, called the mercy seat, every year they sprinkled the blood of the Day of Atonement, or the high priest did. And Paul says that this represents the blood of Jesus. And he's saying that Joshua abides under the shadow of the Almighty. It's as if he was right there beneath the wings of the cherubim, with the glory of God shining there over the blood of the atonement. Of course, Joshua is in Hebrew the same word as Jesus. Well, Joshua wasn't Jesus, but he looks ahead to Jesus. Surely God shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the terrible plague. He will cover you with his feathers. You see, again, it's the idea that he's living there in the very presence of God, underneath the cherubim. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will trust. His truth will be your shield. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the plague that strikes in the darkness, or the destruction that strikes in the middle of the day. So that generation that were condemned in the wilderness, they died one by one. And they were killed, not at the same time, but by things like this, by a plague breaking out, or a terrible destruction in the middle of the night, or a destruction in the middle of the day. Arrows flying around. It was an awful picture. This is the picture of condemnation. People trudging, as it were, through the desert, being killed one by one, not knowing who's going to fall down next. And this is what will happen to those who don't love God. And those who come to the Day of Judgment when they've had the opportunity to know God, and they are rejected. And this is what it's going to be like. They will just have a pointless existence. They won't be tortured in fire forever, because hell just means the grave. It is not a place of eternal torment. And yet they will weep and they will bang their teeth in anger, realizing we could have had this, but we've not got it, and we're not going to have it, and we can't have it, and we can't put the clock back, and we can't change things. We wasted our days of opportunity. So Moses says to Joshua, 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it won't come near you. So he's saying that thousands are dying around you, Joshua, because Joshua was in that generation, but he was not going to die, because him and Caleb were the two spies who had returned and had said, we've seen the land, we can go in and take it, God will give it to us. But the rest of them said, no, it's too difficult. The people are too strong, they live in walled cities, let's go back to Egypt. And so because of that, Joshua and Caleb didn't die. But all the rest of their generation, they died one by one, thousands of them fell. And yet it didn't touch Joshua. And only with your eyes will you behold and see the reward of the wicked. So he would have seen them all dying all around him, men he'd known, people he'd grown up with as a young person, thinking, oh, wow, I'm so grateful that I was faithful. Just like when Noah and his family were on the ark and all the other people were drowning, they would have been so grateful that we built the ark, that we did what we were told. Because you've made the Lord, who is my refuge, this is Moses speaking, even the Most High, you've made him your habitation, there will no evil touch you. neither will any plague come near to your dwelling. And he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the snake, the young lion and the dragon you'll trample underfoot. So it was wild animals as well who were killing one by one this generation, snakes, lions from the desert, etc. And yet the angels preserved Joshua. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. So out of all that generation that all just followed the way of the world and just wanted to go back to Egypt and do the things of the world, Joshua didn't. And so because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With a long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So these things can be true for us if we know God's name, if you have this relationship with him above all things and put him number one, then in the end we will, because we've set our love upon God, although the generation in which we live, the people we go to school with, the people we work with, the people we live with, our neighbours, although these people one by one shall die, many of them stay dead forever. One by one, they all hit. We will also die, but we will rise again because we have set our love upon him. This is a scary thing, living in a society like this, looking at what's around us and the people around us with this perspective that they are going to die. But God has given us, by his grace, the hope of eternal life because we have set our love upon him. And because we, verse 9, have made the Lord, even the Most High, our dwelling place, that we want to live with him.